With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Agricultural and conservation groups said they are cautiously optimistic after House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson introduced a new farm bill proposal last Friday afternoon aimed at restarting stalled negotiations in Congress. Thompson, a Pennsylvania Republican, unveiled the Farm, Food, and Nutrition Security Act of 2026, which is scheduled for consideration by the House Ag Committee starting on February 23rd. If advanced, the legislation could reach the House floor later this spring. Ag-aligned conservation groups welcome the move as a signal of progress after months of uncertainty. Several farm-related matters were previously addressed in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill. Aaron Field, director of private lands conservation for the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, said the farm bill plays a critical role in supporting working lands, wildlife habitat, and outdoor recreation tied to agriculture. Groups emphasized that bipartisan support will be required for passage and said they plan to closely review the bill's conservation and forestry provisions as the legislative process moves forward. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced this week the final emergency livestock relief program, expanding payments to livestock producers disrupted by catastrophic drought, flooding, and wildfires in 2023 and 24. USDA officials said the plan aims to help ranchers recover losses and continue operations after extreme weather events strained forage supplies and forced herd reductions. The relief comes as cattle and beef markets continue to show volatility, with the national herd shrinking and prices elevated, reflecting persistent supply pressures. The relief program will provide one-time payments to eligible operations, with details on qualifying losses and application timelines expected soon. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said the emergency funds complement broader administration efforts to support rural economies and agricultural resilience through targeted assistance. The announcement follows heightened calls from farm groups and lawmakers for more robust safety nets for producers facing climate-linked losses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Thursday launched the Farmer and Rancher Freedom Framework, a policy initiative designed to shield producers from what the department calls politically motivated legal actions and regulatory overreach. Secretary Brooke Rollins described the four-pillar plan as a cornerstone for defending agricultural heritage and providing fairness in rural America. The framework formalizes existing USDA efforts to streamline regulations, reduce compliance burdens, and enhance protections for farmers and ranchers facing litigation or enforcement actions. Agricultural stakeholders welcome the announcement, though critics argue it could weaken environmental and consumer safeguards. The policy echoes recent USDA moves to end agricultural lawfare, which has been discussed by advocacy groups and within the USDA strategy briefings. The initiative also comes amid broader debates over farm profitability, market pressures, and federal intervention in agriculture. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Thursday that the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement has significant flaws, raising questions about the future of the landmark North American trade pact, but stopping short of endorsing an exit. Navarro told reporters the pact, known as the USMCA, will be reevaluated during negotiations ahead of a mandatory July review and flagged concerns, including how goods from China could enter the U.S. through Mexico and Canada. The comments come amid broader uncertainty about the pact's future. Reports say the President Donald Trump is privately considering withdrawing from the USMCA, a deal his administration originally negotiated to replace NAFTA, though the White House called such speculation baseless until the president speaks publicly. The USMCA, designed to eliminate most tariffs among the three countries and deepen economic ties, faces political and economic strain as U.S. trade policy shifts towards protectionism and reevaluation of longstanding agreements. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.